Sero te amavi, Domine, sero te amavi. Too late have I loved thee, O Lord, too late have I loved thee. Now this is not the story for all of us. For some of us, that love story goes all the way back to the day of our birth. But for some of us, we have strayed here and there until finally God pulled us in. And so is the story of the great saint whose feast we celebrate today, Saint Augustine of Hippo. Saint Augustine was born in the middle of the 4th century in Hippo. He was a son of Saint Monica and of another Roman who was a colonial there in northern Africa. He had a brother and a sister. And unfortunately at that time, just as today, there are very bad practices that are allowed to go on in the church. They're evil, but they are accepted even though they should not be. There was the practice of not baptizing a person as soon as they were born. They waited till, some of them, till they died almost, in order that they could cover all their sins, since baptism erases all sins and the punishment of sins, purgatory. But this is a very bad practice because no one can be assured that there will be someone, especially a priest, to baptize you at the hour of your death. You cannot take that as a sin of presumption. And it costs many their souls. So, St. Augustine's father was not baptized until his deathbed. And he did not allow his children to be baptized. However, after he died, that changed. St. Monica took care of those things. In the meantime, St. Augustine, who was exceedingly intelligent, he is one of the greatest and brightest minds of the church. He was sent to Carthage, to the universities there, which was Carthage in northern Africa, was one of the centers of learning. And there he learned, but unfortunately, he also learned evil. Evil is always found next to good. And so he became a Manichaean. He was not a Catholic, but he became a Manichaean, though he was not, thank goodness, baptized. Manichaeans, a heresy which would come back and again throughout the history of the church, in the time of St. Dominic, in the time of modern age, with the Calvinists and Lutherans, is a dualistic heresy. And ultimately, it leads to the fact that anything that is spiritual is good, anything that is material is evil. So, of course, the sacraments are evil, the Blessed Mother is evil, the ordination of priests, the Eucharist is evil because it's material things as well as spiritual. But this, of course, is horrendous. And as St. Paul says, they have looked for themselves teachers with itching ears, with evil in their hearts and in their minds. So Manichaeism, which is the same as Albigensianism, Calvinism, and to a certain extent, some of the even modern heresies that are to be found in the church, these things need to be eradicated. St. Alphonsus Liguori and others like him, St. Joseph Cafasso, St. John Bosco, tried to eradicate them in their time. So St. Augustine, everything was evil. So nothing was good, nothing was to be expected from this life in this world. So he took unto himself a concubine, and he had by her two sons. One of them is not really known very much about. The other one, interestingly enough, was named Adeodatus, which means in English, given by God. And maybe he was. Only God knows what that boy did. We don't know much more about him. In the meantime, he finished his studies in Carthage, and St. Monica persuaded him to go to Rome to study rhetoric, the art of speech, of preaching, of which he was a master eventually. And then he heard, and she When the father died, she went to Rome to meet him, and they went together to Milan in northern Italy, where they met, and she persuaded him to go to the catechism classes of the Bishop of Milan, St. Ambrose. And then at the age of 33, in 387, at Easter time, St. Ambrose finally baptized St. Augustine. And then he became a good disciple of his. They returned to Africa. On the way to Africa, St. Monica died outside of Rome, in the port city of Rome. And then he went with his brother back home to Africa, where he founded a community of which eventually his sons were to be part. And then he was persuaded by the Bishop of Hippo to become a priest and was ordained. When the bishop died, he was persuaded and given the authority by the Holy Father to be Bishop of Hippo. In the meantime, he found time to write an endless amount of literature on the Catholic faith and against the heresies. And his autobiography, The Confessions of St. Augustine, which is a must read, and then The City of God and The City of Man, which counterparts the two ways of looking at life and the world, one with the eyes of God, one with the eyes of godless man. And so, St. Augustine, in the meantime, he made many friends, including some very interesting one, and I always get a kick out of telling you that he and St. Jerome, who were friends, but were also at each other's neck all the time, their letters should be published if they're not. They insulted each other in their letters in the most magnificent and most Christian way possible. And so if you wish to know how to insult someone without committing a sin, read the letters of St. Jerome and St. Augustine. And then, in the meantime, the northern Africa was invaded, and in the year 430, St. Augustine died and gave the ghost up to God. Now, another saint that is remembered today, if you paid attention, of course, in Latin it's different from in English, but in English it's St. Hermas. St. Hermas was, I think, a priest, and he lived in the time of the heresies of the heresies of the pagans, shall we say. Here it says under Emperor Hadrian. That's not what I read elsewhere, but anyway, either way, his form of death was most interesting, which would be very interesting to some here. It was commanded that his beard be covered with tar, with pitch, and set on fire, which must not have been very pleasant. And then he was flayed, his whole head was flayed. He was skinned, just his head. And then he was beheaded. So if you want your enemies to really suffer, burn their beard, flay them alive, and then cut their head off. So St. Hermas is honored today, even though we don't know much about him. And so we pray to him too, in this day and age when so many people are being flayed, but not physically, but spiritually. St. Augustine and St. Hermas, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.